Hal Elrod. He's supposed to be calling us any moment now. He is a number one best-selling author, international keynote speaker. He's known as Yo Pal Al, and he started hosting his first radio show at age 15. His biggest chance, I think we might have him on the phone, so maybe I don't have to keep talking. Maybe he's with us right here. Do I have Hal Elrod on the phone with us this morning?
You do. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Let's see. Let me turn you up. I can't hear you very well. All right. Well, we are all excited to hear about waking up feeling energized. I understand you're an international success coach and keynote speaker, ultra marathon runner, and number one best-selling author of The Miracle Morning. I must admit, selfishly, I asked you to be on the air this morning because I need to know about The Miracle Morning. How you doing today, Hal?
Fantastic. It's a miracle morning here in California.
Well, then that means it's pretty early if you're in California.
It's somewhat early. It's 6:35 this morning.
That's right. So, you've had an amazing life. One of the things I think people should know about you is that you were hit head-on at, age 20, and by a drunk driver, and despite being clinically dead for 6 minutes in a coma for 6 days, breaking 11 bones, and being told you'd never walk again, you run marathons. How did this happen? Tell us a little bit about it.
When I was 20 years old, I was kind of on top of the world as a salesperson. I had broken some records and become one of the top salespeople for my company. And driving home from a sales conference where I had given a motivational speech, I was hit head-on at 70 miles an hour by the drunk driver. He sent me into oncoming traffic, and another car hit me in the door at 70 miles an hour, which is really where most of my damage came from. I broke 11 bones on the left side of my body from the innocent family that rammed into my door. And, I came out of the coma 6 days later, and doctors said I may never walk again. And I told my mom and dad, I said, the doctors might be experts in medicine or whatever it is that they do in their office, but they're not experts in me. And, my parents were holding back tears, and I said, Mom, I said, I'm going to do everything in my power to get back to where I used to be and better than I ever was before.
Sure. And I guess you did.
Yeah, I mean, it took, it was a long recovery. But you mentioned running marathons. I wouldn't say I run marathons. I would say I ran an ultra marathon, 52 miles one time. I bucket list and probably will never do one again.
Okay, well then, good for you. I mean, that's a bucket list item you've crossed off then.
That's right. I thought it was something symbolic with the doctor saying I would never walk again. I thought I want to really prove what's possible for all of us. When we don't listen to listen to other people's opinions, and we really believe in our unlimited potential and get out of our comfort zone and do something that running was not something I enjoyed doing. So I thought, hey, if I could do this, it's an example that we can all do anything that we put our mind to, as they say.
Absolutely. Now, tell us about Wake Up Feeling Energized, The Miracle Morning. How does this happen? I mean, I think there's lots of people out there that would like to know a panacea for getting going in the morning, besides maybe some coffee.
Yeah, it was 2008, 2009, right around there, four years ago, that I overcame the limiting belief that I am not a morning person. And I thought that was just, you were either born a morning person or you weren't. And I thought that I definitely was not. And at this time in my life, the economy had crashed and my business was failing. I was $50,000 in credit card debt. Even worse, I was losing my house to the bank, which I lost back to the bank, not being able to afford my mortgage. My business was failing. And out of desperation, I went for a run. As I mentioned, not enjoying it, but thought I got to get clear my head. And I had an epiphany, and the epiphany was, I'm not dedicating time every day to develop myself, to learn and grow and become the person that I need to be to solve my problems, to turn my life around, to achieve the success that I claim that I want. And I ran home with a newfound commitment. I'm going to dedicate time every day to my personal development. I'm going to start, you know, journaling, and I'm going to start, you know, reading self-help, and I'm going to start exercising. I'm going to start doing things that are good for myself in the morning, as opposed to hitting the snooze button 12 times and, you know, waiting until the last minute to get out of bed. And so the next morning I woke up, I did six of these personal development practices that I had learned over the years but never sustained. And by 6 a.m. the next morning, I felt I was more energized, more motivated. The depression that I had been suffering from for over 6 months at that point was lifted almost immediately. And I realized within an hour, wow, this is a gift I can give myself every day. And not only that, but I woke up, as we're talking about this, I was energized. The alarm went off that morning because I had created excitement the night before I went to bed. I was excited to wake up, kind of like when I was a kid on Christmas morning. And most of us, we don't do that. We don't create an intention before bed of waking up in the morning with a purpose, with something to do that's going to benefit ourselves and our lives. And that's really the biggest secret to waking up energized, is that you've got a morning routine that is energizing, motivating, inspiring, empowering, and that before you go to bed, you're thinking about it, because the last thought you have before bed is usually the first thought that you have in the morning.
Yeah, I use that philosophy when I have to remember, I have to remember, I have to remember something. I use that.
Yeah,
when I wake up in the morning, it's the first thing that hits my brain.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Say it again.
Oh, I said I use that philosophy. I got to remember to do this, I got to remember to do this, and then I get up the next morning and that thought process is in my brain.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that, you know, that sounds wonderful, you know, that that philosophy would work. But I think a lot of people, myself included, we end up staying up late because of work and everything. How many hours of sleep do you think you need a night?
You know, it's interesting you ask that. I write about that in the book. And, you know, I don't go into a lot of scientific studies on it because, you know, I've read them all, and they say different things. You hear a lot that say you need 8 hours. You hear some that say you could get by on as little as four. You know, there's a type of sleep where you only sleep 3 to 4 hours at a time, but you take naps throughout the day. So there's all different sorts of, you know, research and studies and conclusions. What I found is that we need as much sleep as we believe that we need. And now I'm not saying that if you believe you need one minute of sleep a day, obviously there's certain, you know, physiological elements that come into play. But if you think about this, if you believe that you need 8 hours of sleep and you get to bed late and you're only going to get 6 hours of sleep, how do you tell yourself you're going to feel in the morning?
Oh, terrible.
Yeah. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, for me, after I was able to walk again, when the doctor said I never would walk again, and by the way, it was really quickly. It was within 3 weeks of being found dead at the scene, you know, breaking my femur, breaking my pelvis in three places. 3 weeks after that night, I took my first step. And I really believe that it was the power of positive thinking. I believe there is a mind-body connection. And so I figured if I could heal my body at a rate that astounded the doctors with the power of the mind-body connection, well, you know, being able to tell myself that, hey, I'm going to feel amazing in the morning off these 6 hours of sleep, I think, you know, it is a very small task in comparison. And so so for me, I personally like to get 6 hours of sleep a night. There's also a trick, though, to know that every hour before midnight, studies have shown that it's the quality of sleep the equivalent of 2 hours after midnight. So if you go to bed at midnight versus going to bed at 11 p.m., that hour from 11 to midnight, or the 2 hours from 10 p.m. to midnight, are better quality sleep than the hours after midnight. So I go to bed every night about 9:30, 10 o'clock at the latest.
Wow. Okay. All right. So so you've spent a lot of time self-helping. What other tips could you give our audience here today that would make them feel energized? And I know you would like them to buy the book, The Miracle Morning, by you, Hal Elrod, but what other tips can you give out?
Well, I'll actually give you a few tips on what not to do in the morning, what not to do. And this is a little counterintuitive. Number one is do not hit the snooze button. And I know most people, you know, of course hit the snooze button. But here's the thing is when you hit the snooze button in the morning, that hurts your energy level because what you're doing is, first of all, you're starting the day with procrastination, right? It's funny, you're actually literally starting the day by procrastinating. And when we hit the snooze button, we're telling ourselves that it's okay to lack self-discipline. And then that affects every other area of our life. So my tip, instead of hitting the snooze button, you've got to keep your alarm clock across the room. It can't, if it's at your bedside table, your nightstand, then when you turn it off, you're still half asleep. You're not even fully conscious when you're turning it off. But if you push it, move it across the room, and you get out of bed, motion creates energy. And so that act in and of itself makes you feel more awake. And then my recommendation is that before you go to bed, make the decision that the alarm clock, that when you turn it off, even if you're tired, you'll go directly from the alarm clock to the bathroom sink and brush your teeth or wash your face. And it's amazing how after you brush your teeth, you're five times more awake than you were, you know, a minute ago, waking up out of the bed. And then the second thing not to do is do not start your day with coffee. Now, those fellow coffee drinkers, don't freak out. I like a cup of coffee in the morning as well. In fact, I've got one here now. However, when you wake up in the morning, you're dehydrated. We're all dehydrated because we've been on 6 to 8 hours without any fluids, without any water. So if you start your day with coffee, which is a diuretic, you're simply dehydrating yourself even further, which makes it harder to wake up. So my recommendation, you've got to start your day with a full glass of water. And down a full glass of water, I keep mine on the nightstand so that it's the first thing I drink. You know, I pound it when the alarm clock goes off. And then you can have your cup of coffee. But make sure you hydrate yourself first. Otherwise, you're going to be fatigued throughout the rest of the day.
Wow. Those are some very interesting tips, Hal. I'll have to try those. The book is The Miracle Morning. So you find that you are energized when you start with this type of routine in the morning. You're energized all day long. You don't get that 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, oh, I wish I could take a nap now.
Well, you know, I'll tell you that it depends on what you eat. And this, you know, this is a whole separate topic that we don't need to get too deep into. But, I've studied energy quite a bit. You know, for me, I wake up at 3:30 in the morning every day. And then I work, and I mean, I literally am working or taking care of my kids, which, you know, I've got two little ones, until I go to bed at, you know, 9:30 at night. And so I've got to figure out how to maintain energy. I'm coaching people, I'm speaking, I'm doing all these things. And so what I've found from studying is the biggest deterrent to our energy, the biggest drain on our energy is digestion. Digesting food is the biggest drain on energy. You think about how you feel. How do you feel after Thanksgiving dinner, right? You eat a big meal. You want to go take a nap.
Sure.
And so eating small portions is crucial. And I recommend eating every 2.5 to 3 hours, even if it's a banana or a handful of raw almonds. But eat lighter foods, more fruits and vegetables, and eat smaller meals so that your body has less to digest. And you'll maintain energy throughout the entire day. And then don't go long periods without eating because your brain then loses out on the glucose that it needs to function properly. So small meals spread throughout the day, more fruits and vegetables.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, these are actually some common sense tips, aren't they?
Yeah, it's funny, right? Common sense is not common practice. You know, that's what I've found. And I think that often we hear things that are common sense, and sometimes our brain shuts off. We think, oh, yeah, I've heard this before. And I always think that we got to, you know, four of the most dangerous words in the English language are, I already know that. And we've often got to replace those words with four better words, which is, am I living that? You know, because it's fine to know it, but are we living it? And so, yeah, so even if these are things, take one or two of these tips. You know, start with a glass of water, move your alarm clock across the room, eat smaller portions and take a couple of the tips, and that's a great way to get started.
Absolutely. Well, Hal Elwell, it has been a real pleasure to have you on the show this morning. The book is The Miracle Morning. I'm going to have to see about getting that book. And where can we get that book, Hal?
The best place to get it is Amazon.com. But for anybody listening that's, you know, that's not sure if they're ready to get the book, I'd encourage you to dip your toe in the water. You can actually get two free chapters of the book if you go to miraclemorning.com. You'll get put in your name and email. I'll send you two free chapters. I'll also send you a 15-minute motivational kind of, you know, training video where I was on stage in front of thousands of people teaching the Miracle Morning. You'll get that video, and you'll get a 60-minute audio, all totally free, or you can buy the book on Amazon.com.
Wow. Well, now the name of that website is miraclemorning.com?
That's correct. And, yeah, you'll get the two free chapters there.
Two free chapters and an audio. Hey, I tell you what, this sounds great. Listen, thanks so much for calling us here. I'd love to have you back on and talk some more about this.
It'd be my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Hal Elrod, thank you so much for calling us today. Hal Elrod, I should say. He's written several books, but the one we were talking about this morning is The Miracle Morning, and you can find out more about it. Gracie wants to know more about it at miraclemorning.com. Thanks so much, Hal.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.